Monday morning. It is time to say good morning to Matt Sabuda with Beyond the Playbook. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Matt. It was an unbelievable day yesterday. The Bills coming away with a 13-7 snow-filled overtime win against the Colts to go to 7-6 on the season. How did it all fit into place yesterday?
Oh, before I guess we get in the recap of the game, can't help but talk about the atmosphere and, of course, the weather. While I guess it wasn't exactly a thrilling game in the traditional sense, it was definitely a uniquely fun game to be at. The snow was relentless. Approximately 8 inches fell throughout the three-hour-plus game. I went to the top of the stadium during the heaviest snowfall. You couldn't even see the game. Posted a photo on my Twitter account for those who'd like to see. And while stadium workers, they did their best with leaf blowers to try to make sure the yard lines and hash marks were visible, not much they could do about the accumulation on the field. And because of that accumulation, it seemed as though the players were almost reduced to their peewee days, slipping and sliding all over the field. And fans who showed up, they were, I would say, in an exceptionally festive mood, making the most of the conditions despite the lack of scoring and exceptionally long game. They never seemed to miss a chance to belt out a Christmas carol when they were played over the loudspeakers or toss a snowball around. And even the Wall Street Journal wrote a piece about the game, called it one of the most delightfully ugly games ever. And that's fair. Overall, just a fun game to be at.
Like any Bills fan, we'll take delightfully ugly.
Sure. Indeed.
All right. Back to the game. Who stood out?
Completely unusual in the sense of virtually no opportunities for big plays, and you could pretty much forget about quarterback play. In fact, the Colts didn't even attempt a single pass until 6 minutes before halftime. And for the Bills, Nathan Peterman, who's playing for Tyrod Taylor, was no match for the awful weather. And again, it's no indictment on Peterman, as any quarterback would have struggled under the circumstances. Before being knocked out of the game with what looked like an apparent concussion in the third quarter, Peterman was just 5 of 10 for 57 yards. Again, those stats are pretty awful. This game, however, was a complete anomaly in every sense of the word. Bill's third-string quarterback, who's a regular special teamer, Joe Webb, he didn't do much better in relief. He was 2 of 6 for 35 yards and a little over a quarter in overtime, but 34 of his 35 yards passing came when the Bills needed it most. He completed a key 34-yarder to Deontay Thompson in overtime, which really helped seal the Bills' win. And who else but LeSean McCoy ended up as the Bills' star yesterday, finished with 156 yards rushing and the game-winning touchdown in overtime. While he had a bit of a slow start, he turned it up when the Bills needed him most. He was the clear MVP of the Bills' performance yesterday, and despite the win under bizarre circumstances, my critique still focuses on the Bills' defensive line. On Friday, I said they need to control the line of scrimmage to get to the quarterback. They did all right in that sense, still yielded 163 yards, only managed to get to the quarterback once for one sack. This is certainly going to become a top draft priority, but despite all that, they're still alive in the playoff hunt.
All right, that most certainly is welcome news in that regard. So, what are the ramifications?
Well, sure was an ugly win, but it was fun. And at the end of it all, the Bills got a much-needed win to keep their playoffs hopes a realistic possibility. Still a bit of a long shot, but certainly possible. To illustrate the Bills' chances, let's once again look to the New York Times playoff simulator. The Titans and Ravens, they both lost, so the Bills' chances went from around 15% up to about 25%. But it's next week where they could see a sizable bump if they beat the Dolphins. They're likely to see their odds jump to right around a coin flip with 2 weeks left to go. I know. Tell me about it. But beyond this still admittedly tough road to the playoffs, the next few weeks are going to be really important from an evaluation perspective. Sure, it would be great to rid the fan base of the albatross that is the playoff drought. But equally and perhaps more important, which will be which players are going to stick around, is the McDermott Bean rebuild will enter their second season next year. So with matchups against the Dolphins twice and the Patriots once, the Bills will have a lot on the line potentially for both the present and the future.
All right. Well, we like the way that sounds. Matt Sabuda, thanks for coming in so bright and early with Beyond the Playbook. We'll talk to you again later this week.
Thank you, Jay.